Check. Check, check.
You love this.
My dick is big. My dick is very big. My dick is big. It's big. My dick is very big.
My dick is big. It's big. It's very, very big. I lick his dick. It's big. It's very, very big.
My pussy so weak, it did it so. My pussy so weak, it lives next door. My pussy so weak, the toy want is with our world. My pussy so weak, it touch the sky. I check it as a luggage when I fly. My pussy so weak, it's behind you. It follows you. My dick is big.
We're back, baby.
What are you doing?
Well, that dude's dick is big.
That's what I hear.
So I don't know exactly how much I'm going to be able to include because I'm going to have to go back and beep a bunch of it. But I just found that extremely funny.
My beep is big.
Yeah.
My dick is really beep.
Yeah, exactly. That's by Little Big. And the song is called Big D.
Oh, so you looked them up.
I did. So that's hilarious. Hey, we're back.
Yo, what up?
It's been a bit. So just so you know, B-holes, this is not going to be good. You know,
what are you talking about?
This is going to be below. I mean, I know you
we
guys.
We cut the fat, man.
I know you guys
the
have,
fat.
They have low standards already, but please lower your standards even more for this one, please.
Hey, I found out from a lot of B-holes that we met over the past couple of weeks that people just put us on and like the sounds of our voices, and then don't really pay attention.
That's not true.
That's what they said. They said,
really?
They said, yeah, you're in the background. I don't know. I don't care. Keep downloading. And I said, see, that's what I mean. Like, everyone's like, oh, I've listened to all the episodes. I was like, all right, tell me one thing about an episode that wasn't the last one.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. You talked about Kevin and Bean, and you're like, yeah, we did. But, like, what did we say? They're like, I don't know. We have you on in the background. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Well, at least, you know, you're making the effort to download us. We do appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
But it has been, how long have we been off? How many weeks? I know I took a vacation.
Like we did one the first week.
So it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, we did one when we came back.
Why does it feel to me that it feels to me like we've been off for about a month. It hasn't been that long.
You were on vacation.
I did go on vacation.
And then we had meetings. So that was 2 weeks. Yeah.
God. Okay, so just 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we did one when the week we came back. I think. Yeah,
yes, we did do one. And then I was burnt out, needed to go on vacation, so we didn't do one.
Yeah, because we did episode 90 this year.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we got to start planning that 100th episode show.
We're not going to plan anything.
We're going to have to figure things out, Dave. We can't just say, hey, we're going to do it. We're going to need to book some guests and get things
going.
Where's
the B team, man? You got to book some guests.
Exactly. Thanks, 3%.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. There's no way in hell we want to do it at the Sound Space, right? Because there's too much company red tape that we have to get through. Because that's what I was thinking. And I thought about it for like a split second. And I was like, no, that would be a living hell.
Well, that, and it would probably sound very echoey because no one will be there. And it'll just be us going, hey.
Because you don't think the people are going to turn out. I mean, listen, maybe we're not going to pull 100 people, but I'm hoping, fingers crossed, 20 B-holes show up, and I'll be happy. I'll be so happy. 20 B-holes? With 20 B-holes, I'm super happy.
I'm down for 20.
Dude, I'm pumped if we pull 20.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, you know what? But I do think we don't want it in the Sound Space because we want to be loose with it. And I think with having like our staff and, you know, around us.
Yeah,
because
that's what we would have to have that incorporated, right?
Yeah, just because they would want to run it and help us out.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Like, as much as I appreciate that.
I don't want that.
I just want to go to a bar and like a back room.
Set up my sound system. I'll have my mixer there, and and then we'll just do a show there, and then hopefully we get some comedians and well-adjusted mic out there and stuff. And well-adjusted Mike just released a new podcast based around health and fitness because he knows a lot about that sort of stuff. And I haven't listened to it yet, but you know, hopefully he'll come on and talk about it.
And Mikey Likes You is
Mikey
name.
Likes You.
Yeah
Mikey Likes You. That's it. So if you want to find it, it's on iTunes.
Someone followed me from Twitter from Mikey Likes You, and I was like, oh, another Mike fan account, because there's a picture of him with no shirt all buff.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, another Mike fan account, and nope, it was him. So
that's isn't that weird?
So go check it out if you want health.
Maybe, and I'm also interested in talking to him about him possibly getting over his body dysmorphia, because remember, he was the guy that was huge for him, because he would legit undress in the bathroom and then jump really quickly into the shower so he didn't have to catch a glimpse of himself in the bathroom mirror. Like what?
I'm sorry. In the what?
It's my Boston accent in the bathroom mirror, sir. Why'd I do that? I don't know. I don't know why I did that. But yeah, he didn't want to catch a glimpse of his awesome physique. By the way, like, dude, wouldn't you kill to look
that
like
picture,
that?
Man? I was like, Jesus, yo, Louise. I was like, sup, Mike?
Yeah, he.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's been working hard. He's
I did do an awesome Photoshop of my face in that body, and I said, I had a good off season.
They were working it out, Okay, so, you know, a couple of things that I wanted to get to is I did want to take a brief moment to mention my vacation. It was a mini vacation. I went down to San Diego with the kids.
San Diego's awesome.
And it was my first time going down there and actually spending a weekend out there. I know it's just a couple of hours down there, but yeah, I've just never had the chance to do it.
Did you regret taking the kids?
I love taking the kids. Me having experiences with my children makes it so much better because I am such a cynical, jaded a-hole that I wouldn't enjoy things if I were to do these particular things on my own. Like, say I went to the safari park on my own, I'd be like, this is fine.
Well, know? No, I mean, that's not what I was thinking about, because I was thinking about, like, Gas Lamp and stuff, and you're a beer connoisseur.
Listen.
And they have so many, like, breweries and stuff like that.
I did it with my kids.
Because breweries allow kids.
They allow kids now, and
you're that a-hole taking the kids.
So we have to make a distinction here. There are brewery restaurants and then breweries. So I didn't go to the breweries that were just breweries and they serve appetizers because I think that would be a disservice to my children.
Well, yeah, they're not having fun.
Exactly, you know. So I went to the breweries where it was like a dinner. So we just went and had dinner, and I was able to sample like four beers. So I mean, that was cool. And we stayed in downtown San Diego, and everything was so close together, Dave.
Dude, Gas Lamp's awesome.
It was like, oh, yeah, this killer restaurant here, this brewery here, you go down a block, you find another one.
That's why Comic-Con is so big there, because everything is smashed together and you could walk everywhere.
B-holes.
Or take the pedicab. Did you get a pedicab with the kids?
No. We just took Ubers
that's
everywhere.
That's so much fun. You should have taken a pedicab.
We're tired.
What does that have to do with you?
Uber just seems so much easier. Like, I didn't even see one pedicab, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see one. I think maybe because it's like the off season. Because it's cold. It was cold. You know, I don't know.
Maybe all the Eastern European women had to go back or something.
There wasn't that many people. But yeah, I had an amazing time. First day we went out there, went to the safari park. And that's not really in San Diego. That's just like
Escondido.
Escondido. So that's just actually an hour and 10 minutes away from where I live in Rancho Cucamonga. I thought it was awesome, man. And I know you kind of, have you been there?
I haven't been since they rebranded the safari park. I went when it was a wild animal park.
So what's the difference?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know. The fact that the San Diego Zoo took over the wild animal park.
Okay.
And now under the same company. But, I mean, it was essentially, I'm sure it's the same thing. Like, they added a couple of things, like the zip lining and the walkabout. And
those
a couple of other things that they added to the park. And they changed the vibe of it. But when I went, it was just like, all right, you go, you see, like, you walk through, and it's kind of like a zoo. And then you jump in a tram. Yeah, you jump in a tram. And you go around the area. So
I thought it was cool. It totally had a Jurassic Park-y vibe to it, and my kids just were in amazement. And I'm definitely sure it was the time of year I went, because there was almost no wait to do anything,
nice.
Which was awesome. Yeah, I think if I would have went during the summer, it would have been hell on earth, because I would have had to stand in line for everything, and it would have been way too hot,
and all the animals would have been asleep.
Oh, they really sleep when it's hot?
Oh, yeah. Dude, in the daytime, all the animals, especially like the big cats and stuff, they just sleep.
Oh, man. Yeah. Then we lucked out. It was on and popping. Everybody was partying.
They banging?
And we didn't see any banging. Oh. But, you know what? I was almost convinced that these two bats were banging. Because I was like, what the hell are they doing? But the coolest thing is that they had this little restaurant on top of like this hill.
Uh-huh.
So you're overlooking like the entire wild animal park. And I was just up there with my family eating and having a couple of beers, and just I had like three tables around me that nobody was around us. So it was almost like we had like a little private suite.
Yeah, nice.
It was cool. So the kids, you know, they really enjoyed that. And then we went down to we checked it at the hotel, and then the following day we went to SeaWorld.
Ooh.
Now, Dave, I know that. Dude, hey.
Woke people are getting mad right now.
Hey. So, I want you to fill me in because, you know, I'm Mr. Okay. I didn't watch the movie Blackfish.
Were there protesters?
There were not.
Okay.
There were not protesters, but has SeaWorld. So, listen, you're going to get people offended and people just getting rubbed the wrong way for almost anything these days. I think, in my opinion, people are way too sensitive. Like, about certain things. Now, the mistreatment of animals, I get. I didn't watch that movie Blackfish.
I did.
Okay. Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Do you remember it?
Of course.
So what was the big hoopla about it? And has SeaWorld changed any of their, you know, I'm sure they have.
Well.
The treatment of, you know, keeping them in confined spaces. That was like the thing, right?
To my knowledge right now, don't quote me on this.
Okay.
But I believe that California has banned the encampment of killer whales. So
okay.
The last whales that are at SeaWorld right now
right.
is the last that SeaWorld
So once they
ever,
die off,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Because there's no way now, them being at SeaWorld for so long, there's no way they could acclimate to the wild anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
But the Blackfish story and the reason why it was bad what SeaWorld did,
yeah.
you know, was they would go out and capture calves and like
for the sole purpose,
of training
of
them
training and dancing like monkeys.
Yes, and doing shows and stuff like that.
So okay.
they would take
entertaining shows though, Dave.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you.
Listen.
I was entertained thoroughly, dude.
For the record.
Yes.
I love SeaWolf.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna flip it on me. Oh,
no,
really?
No, no, okay. No. For the record, okay. I love SeaWorld.
Okay.
Man.
Do you still love SeaWorld?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was gonna be in the minority.
I haven't been in a long time.
Okay.
But the last time I went, it was I took Krista on a date.
Okay.
We went to San Diego and I took her to SeaWorld, and she's never seen a orca. So,
and it's
so when it does a flip, I swear, dude, a grown adult went, oh my god, like a genuine oh my god, because it's such a beautiful thing to say.
Well
but,
said.
But it's sad. It's sad when you realize it, like, and then you see them, like, because they offer, like, eat by an orca, and you're like,
so.
But you know what, it's like, and here's my thing about SeaWorld is, yeah, they stopped with what they were doing, and it sucks that there's all these orcas in captivity.
Yeah.
Like you said, you can't put them back in the wild.
Right.
They'll die.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to hunt for themselves and stuff like that. But it also, these beautiful whales.
Amazing
also,
creatures, man.
Also brought in so much money that the SeaWorld organization helped so many other animals.
So that's what I was saying. They do a lot of good.
Right? I hope.
I mean, that's what it, that's, you know, that's what
I'm
I was
hoping.
Told anyway.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm hoping, right. You know, and I'm gonna believe it.
Yeah.
You know, I wish some of the other stuff was bigger. Like that's why I love the San Diego Zoo,
mm-hmm.
because they have an elephant like exhibit that is freaking ginormous.
Right. So they almost feel like they're in
like
the real
yeah,
wild.
Yeah, they get a little space. And
so
it, like,
what was the okay, so Big Fish was about SeaWorld going
Blackfish.
Now.
Blackfish.
Oh, Black. What was it? What
yeah,
did I call it?
Big Fish.
Oh, Big Fish.
Big Fish was the Ewan McGregor movie.
Oh, that's right. With some big guy,
with
right?
the big eyeballs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Blackfish was a movie, kind of like a docuseries.
It was a documentary.
It was
yeah.
a documentary
yeah.
about SeaWorld going out and hunting these baby orcas.
And not just SeaWorld, but just the whole captivity movement of, because it's like it's still happening in like China,
okay.
and Russia, where they will go trap whales and different types of whales, and just for the purpose of entertainment and treat them crappy and stuff like that, and that's terrible. And
yeah.
no one, I don't think anybody wants that.
No, absolutely you know? Not. No, yeah. If I want to see them perform and do their flips, I do want them to be treated properly and
yeah.
decent as you can as well as you can.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I saw, they were getting fed and they were getting treated right, but I don't know how it
but
is.
Yeah, I mean,
on
but
the
that's not
hours.
But that's not their yeah, but that's just not their life. You know, they're
yeah.
supposed to be hunting and chasing
You're
and
right.
using their, cuz they're so smart.
Yeah.
These things are so smart.
But I love them, like, you know, doing the flips and stuff, and then and then one guy would just, like, you know, the trainer would point his finger and then he would soak all the people. I was like, god, dude, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, but
two of them would flip at the same time, like at the
know,
exact
I
same
know,
time. And I'm
I
like,
know.
How do you do that?
I know, man. Listen, I'm looking forward to the day when not that they all die and stuff like that, but when we can just go to SeaWorld to watch like an aquarium. And but where else are you going to have a chance to take your kids to see orcas? Or,
yeah.
Or what? Do they have minke whales or pilot whales?
They had beluga whales.
Beluga whales. I mean, I you know.
They had dolphins.
dolphins.
Do the people feel the same way about dolphins, Dave?
They should. You know? They're just as smart. I mean, and that sucks. Like I don't remember the dolphin exhibit, if it's big or if it has like open a lot of areas. But I remember there's a spot where you could go feed them and stuff like that.
Okay. Which they didn't have that, yeah. Or I didn't see it anywhere. Yeah. But the dolphins were weak sauce compared to the orcas, man.
Dolphins are rad, though. But dolphins you can see. Because you can see dolphins in the ocean right now.
I will tell you, they do this. I don't know if you remember, but they do this comedy show with the sea lions. Do you remember the sea lions?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. That had my daughters rolling on the floor. It was awesome. And again, by the way, had a couple of beers there and it was pretty cool. You're just like, it was a blast.
A SeaWorld memory I have is the freaking, you know, you're trying to eat and there's the birds all attacking your food. Yeah. You can't leave it for a second. Yeah. Because a bird went and started drinking my beer.
Oh no, like, really?
Because it was I don't know if it's still sponsored by Anheuser-Busch.
I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah,
I don't
did
remember.
You get on any of the roller coasters?
No, my kids are too small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a couple of the kiddie rides.
The movie ones. Did you see the walrus?
No.
Oh, dude.
There was a walrus exhibit. I saw that. Yeah.
No, but like if you keep walking through the end, there's a walrus.
Oh yeah.
So you saw the walrus.
Oh yeah, massive. It's huge.
You just like.
That's a real thing.
That's you see them in like nature shows and stuff, but you don't really see how big they are.
Yeah, the magnitude of their size is just insane. Yeah, it's spectacular.
But see, like it that's the pros and cons of a place like SeaWorld.
And you can say that about the zoo.
The zoo. Yeah,
about,
you can say that about
the
anything.
Circus. Yeah, anything. But a lot of different things.
Or, you know, a pet store. Or,
oh,
you
or
know,
the clothes you're wearing, by the way.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, they're made in China. They're made by, you know, five-year-olds.
Yeah.
I mean, you pick and choose of what you're going to be offended about. By the way, B-holes, I'm not defending what SeaWorld does. I'm just saying that I had a good time, and obviously I'm not woke. I'm the least woke person, I think. You know, I mean, I
you're
try
just
to
showing
be,
your kids a good time.
But, that's all it is.
Yeah, and, you know, where else are your kids going to have a chance to see a walrus?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty, I think, of SeaWorld is they educate, hopefully, they educate people. And it's like, you know, like the manatees and if you go and learn about them, then maybe you rethink, like, if you're in Florida, watch out for the boats and stuff like that. Like,
you'd be more conscious about the environment
exactly.
And everything,
and
about
that,
the sea life.
And that's the hope I have when people go to zoos and aquariums and places like SeaWorld is to learn a little bit about, not even say about everything, one thing.
Yeah.
If you go and learn about like, oh, hey, how to treat a dolphin or how to treat a whale, or if you see a whale in the wild, what happens? Or if you see someone injured, what do you do? Like anything like that.
No, for sure.
Learn.
But I had an amazing
message.
Time. And it was a message. But yeah.
Wow, the woke hour.
It was
aquatics
so
woke hour with Omar.
It was so cool seeing, because I didn't get to go to these kind of places when I was a kid. And my
your mom hated you.
But my kids' faces, like Chris's face, I got to see on my children's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, wow, that is so cool. The wonderment and the mystification. Is that a word? You know, they were like,
sounds good to me.
They were mystified, you know? It was just amazing. So.
Yeah, but right now, if you want to check out like more crazy, because I love those like National Geographics and all that, like BBC and like the Earth and all that.
Uh-huh.
Right now, Seven Wonders, One Planet is a show on BBC One.
Mm-hmm.
BBC America, and it is freaking amazing in the way they film these.
Oh, especially now that they have like the super high def
drones and everything, dude. The way they film this is so awesome, and I love it because it shows you like parts of the world you'll never ever see and things that happen there. And you're just like, what the hell is that?
Well, that's cool. Yeah. All right, now on the agenda, I want to get a recap from you of Ping Pong Bing Bong because
Ping Pong Bing Bong.
I was on vacation. No, you know, I wasn't on vacation. Or,
yeah, you
I was.
Were.
I was DJing a party.
Yeah,
so,
you're a dick.
Yeah, but tell us about Ping Pong Bing Bong. All the, you know, B-holes and Kevin in the Morning listeners that went out.
Yeah, Kevin in the Morning listeners came out, and they came out. A lot of people came out. They were waiting for us. It was awesome. There was a band playing, and there was people outside, and they're like, hey, can we take photos with you? And it was like, me and Christine were there first with the promo crew, and there was already people lining up. And
oh, wow.
We debuted our new t-shirts there. And
cool.
But it was so cool to meet a lot of people and to hear what they think about the new show and see, like, it was cool for Jensen and Ali to meet everybody. And people coming out and be like, oh, thanks for coming to the OC. And then, so they spent about an hour taking photos. And, mm-hmm. and I was like, we got to play some ping pong because we only have the tables
for two hours.
Yeah. So I was like, all right. So we started setting up ping pong. And this guy immediately was like, Bronson. He's like, I'm going to, you know, I heard you're good. I'll take you out.
His name's Bronson.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, please, dude, no one could take me out.
And you're good, right?
I'm okay. I think I'm okay.
Okay.
You know, I don't like, I went up against a professional for one serve in Vegas, and I never want to go up against a professional ever again.
Oh, because there's no
that
way
one
you could
serve,
return it.
Yeah. I couldn't even see the ball.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So this guy's like, oh, I'll take you out. I was like, whatever.
Okay.
Smoked me.
Oh, really?
Very first guy.
Really?
Very first guy. Well, like, everyone's watching because Kevin and them are taking pictures.
Were you playing to 21 or what were you playing
We were playing it was 21.
Did you go all the way? Or were you like, nah?
No. We would.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He smoked me, right? First game. And I was like, all right, man, we got to get everyone else because, you know, you beat me. But, you know, and I was like, no, I want a rematch, dude. I could take him. Got smoked again.
Twice. Oh, my God.
Got smoked right off the bat.
That's hilarious.
But then Jensen and Kevin and Allie started coming. We started playing different people, playing with different listeners. It was really fun. So I smoked a couple of people just, you know, like, of course, because I'm dope. And, and you know, Kevin didn't want any. And then finally this last guy, Gil, was like, oh, I'm the last one. Mm-hmm. You know, cool. So we're playing a couple of rallies. I'm taking it easy. And then all of a sudden I noticed he's getting better. And then
he wasn't taking it easy on you, was he?
And then he hit it. And then I was like, oh, he got the point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I the ball passes by this girl. She's filming. And I'm like, are you with him? And she's like, yeah. I was like, is he good? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Oh!
I was like, God damn it. So then we start battling, dude.
Really?
And then, yeah. And then freaking Gil smokes me in the end.
Oh, man.
And then we had to stop. But then it was so much fun, dude. And I couldn't believe how many people like ping pong.
Ping pong is a cool game, man.
And I said this,
it's
like,
fun.
Like, we only got a chance to play like 10 people, mm-hmm. but there was a lot of people signed up and were bummed that didn't get a chance to play ping pong.
Oh, man. Oh, so, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, because the band was going to start and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And we only had the space for a limit. So we only had like about an hour. They gave us extra time, but like an hour and 20 with ping pong. But the turnout was great. It was so cool meeting a bunch of different people and hearing what they had to say.
And we're gonna continue to do these smaller events.
Just come out and meet, you know, different spots. So if you have a suggestion where we should go, you know, email me and see if, like, yeah, what type of activity. Like, I was thinking of bowling or just like bar games.
Yeah. By the way, B-holes, like that's one thing that I think Kevin in the Morning, that show, does a poor piss job of is communicating the fact that you can email Kevin, Allie, or Jensen at krock.com about anything.
Suggest something
about the show or for the show. Suggest something, or you just have a question about them. During the show, they're super busy, and it's a new show, so they're trying to figure things out. But back in the day, Kevin and Bean used to do a pretty good job about soliciting for emails. Towards the end, Kevin just refused to answer his email.
Yeah.
He just gave up. But Bean was always pretty good about it. I really enjoy those email breaks. But feel free to email any of us. You know, my email is omar@krock.com. But if you have suggestions for Kevin in the Morning, just contact Dave, djsanchez@krock.com. All suggestions are appreciated, and we know we just kind of want to get inside our listeners' head. What are you into? What do you like? Where would you do you have a cool underground bar that you think would be fitting for us to do? Throw it out there. You know, it's like now more than ever. Tell me if this is true, Dave, if I'm reading the room wrong. We're more free to do something than when we were the Kevin and Bean show, because Bean was in Seattle and he wasn't really going to participate.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I think everyone's more open to it. Like, and also, I think we're all learning that it doesn't have to be a giant production.
No.
Like, we could just show up and show up at a bar,
play some ping pong, and just hang out.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Like, yeah.
Like, that's all we wanted to do out of Ping Pong Bing Bong was, you know, just hang out with you guys and play some ping pong, like even if it's like an arcade game, like that's fun. Like, let's play Street Fighter.
No, for
let's
sure.
Let's do it. So, but some listeners were bummed that you guys couldn't make it because they're like, oh, we wanted to see the B team too.
Yeah,
and then they're like, and one guy's like, I wanted a bathroom selfie with Omar. So you got to expect some bathroom selfies, man.
Next time, dude. I've been taking bathroom selfies with bride and grooms now.
Both of them are going in?
Oh, yeah, because it's like a thing now. So they go through my Instagram. It's like, what's up with these? It's like, hey, can we get one? So I was like, all right, let's go. So
$50.
So bride and groom, and there's me right there, toilet selfie. I mean, it's very fun. It's on brand for me, but I think it's very, very funny.
Well,
very
keep
funny,
it going, man. Catherwood started Catherwooding. Yeah. So
I'm bathroom selfie guy.
Bathroom selfie guy, yep.
Okay, so the other thing that was keeping us from doing these B-team episodes is... Meetings. And I think they're a good thing. And on the B team, we have talked about the consultant meetings when we had them with the Kevin and Bean show. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily because our ratings are slipping or anything, but it's just housekeeping, right?
Yeah.
It's just maintaining. Oil
and,
change.
Yeah. And what, like, you know, it's like, how can you drive better? Yeah. You know, it's like...
Absolutely.
How can you cut this corner tighter, you know, and save... I don't know why we're using cars.
It's a good analogy. Yeah. You know, you want to tweak things here and there, you know, and drive efficiently as possible to get to the finish line is basically what it is.
To get to the finish line quicker.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, be entertaining on the way, right? And, man, some of these meetings, dude, and, you know, I have kids, so I had to leave at noon, and I was just like, oh, it was the perfect time, Dave, because I was ready to lose my mind. Because there's this guy... And he is not telling you what you're doing wrong, but essentially he's telling you you're doing it wrong. You know, because he's like, you should do this instead. I mean, he puts it in the nicest terms, but he's just telling you you're doing it wrong.
it's not this, it's that.
Yes. But it's like,
it's not me, it's you.
No, it's not you,
it's me.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable for me. because I do a lot of creativity in here in this room.
Yeah.
And I would hate for people to come in and dissect it. And, you know, they're...
But, I mean, there was notes for you, too. So
there was.
You know what I mean? Like,
but it was, for me, it's very, like, I guess.
But it's not even about what you're doing is wrong. It's there's a...
How
there's
to make
a,
it a little bit better.
It's not even about... It's never about the content. It's the style. And so it's like for you, for instance, they say, all right, according to research, it's people want shorter...
Intros. Right.
So for you, you would do like long 50-second songs.
Or, yeah.
Right? And now we're asking, like, all right, now it's like 15 to 20.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, that's a direct
son
thing
of a
for
bitch.
You.
Screw you, Randy, or whatever his name is.
You know, so, I mean, like, so that's on you. It just, and then you think about it and you look at the information, you're like, okay, I could learn from this, or like, this guy's crazy. Because we even fight back on stuff. We're like, all right, dude, you don't like.
Not to knock the other consultant that we had, but she had her positives, and this guy is different.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I like this guy a little bit better. I think he's a little bit more direct, I think. And he has specific notes, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
Because I'm a guy who needs to be told, hey, dude, this is what's wrong with it, or what, you know what,
like,
I mean?
Here's the issue, fix it.
And more black and white.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the other one, there's a little bit more gray area, which is like, you know, it's
directness. And I appreciate
that
too more. Like, I'd rather be like, this is the way, or this is what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Instead of, you could do it either which way, then you do it and you're like, nah, that's not it.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, okay. Speaking of tomorrow, the word tomorrow.
Yes.
From your buddy, who says that we lie. And say, oh, we're taping this on Tuesday or Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you guys were having that conversation.
Yeah, and I was like,
what was that?
He was saying that we lie, that like, we're recording it at 11:45 on a Wednesday, that we're lying.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? And what would we gain from that lie? That would be like the worst lie
ever. Because he says like, you said I'm going to upload it tomorrow. He goes, no, you recorded it like the week earlier. And I'm like, what does that matter?
I'm sure that, you know, you're talking about Jose. That particular guy listens to a lot of podcasts. So I'm sure there's other podcasts that lie about it. Because they might tape like 3 episodes a day, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, we recorded this." Not us, guys. We're not that. We don't think that far in advance. we're not that bright. We're just flying by the seat of our pants. This show just got done like an hour ago. I'm like, "Oh, this would be funny." Dave sent me some notes yesterday, which I appreciate. Dave, 3%.
Yeah, that was 4%.
And then and then now we're doing it, and you know, hopefully, and luckily for us, we were off for a bit. So when we're off for a bit, hey, that's Sting in the other room, isn't it? I think that's Sting. That's just very distracting if it,
it is Sting. Yeah.
Okay, I just got distracted by Sting.
Well, you guys had a breakfast with Sting.
But I never saw Sting because I was always in the back. But that's the guy who has sex for like 8 hours or 10 hours, all that tantric sex, right?
I guess. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, sorry. I got distracted.
What were you saying about Sting to the Pence?
It was a shiny thing.
Yeah. Hey, doggy.
I saw something shiny. Okay, what I want to do now is Dave has an idea, which I think is a great idea.
What?
We saw this. We saw this at the Super Bowl, so we're going to do a B Team Tries Things.
The B Team is going to try things. I don't know what this will bring, but I hope it's not diarrhea, not diarrhea, not diarrhea. We're going to try it. We're going to try it. And if Omar and Dave.
By the way, I didn't even include, did you have something to add that you wanted to talk about?
About
or
what?
Were you good? About the weekend or anything? Because I just wouldn't. You're good?
Whatever.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All
right. I'll just say, hey, are we going to start the show?
Oh, okay, good. Okay, yeah. We're going to start the show after this. Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, let's do it.
Are being little bitches. We'll just get Beer Mug to do it. Because he's so dumb and stupid. We're going
to
try.
By the way, we forgot to mention that Beer Mug's not here.
I didn't forget to mention. I just thought it was better.
Because he's doing a Del Taco hit, so we're going to try to do a minute with Mugs later in the show.
By the way, how long's this intro?
It's way longer than Randy wants it.
We're going to try it. We're going to try it. Try it. Try it now.
Yeah, that kind of troubled me a little bit because there's like, you know, established bits that we do, like the great news and the animal stories. Those intros are roughly 30 seconds.
Yeah, but those are benchmarks. So if the song is good, like great news, or even animal stories, people like they're going to want to hear that when we do the segment. So that's why everyone's like, no, welcome,
yeah.
And that's where we fight back and say, no, our listeners enjoy it.
Because it is part of the segment.
Yeah. But it's content. It's content. That's what it is. It's
so it kind of freaked me out at first.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, hey, Omar, we're going to do this one game one time ever, do a minute song for it.
All right, so I saw, or actually Dave pointed out to me during the Super Bowl that there was this new Coca-Cola product, Coca-Cola Energy, right?
That's what it's called, Coca-Cola Energy. Well, let's paint the picture, as they say.
Yeah.
Omar, you love Coca-Cola.
I love Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, in my opinion, is one of the best soft drink. It is the best soft drink for me. There's nothing better on a nice, hot, warm summer day. Hot, warm summer day. Hot day, I don't know. You know, you crack open, you know, a Coca-Cola during the middle of, so good. So good. And I love Coca-Cola.
I
collect
Coca-Cola Diet
items.
Coke.
You love Diet Coke?
I used to, yeah.
Why not anymore?
I just gave it up.
Okay. I can see that. Tell me. I'll let you know this. I do love Coca-Cola, but I only have a Coca-Cola maybe once a month.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe once a month because it is so unhealthy for me. Although I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
But man, I used to drink it like crazy.
Yeah.
And then I switched to Diet Coke. And then I kind of like, now I'm off Diet Coke. And now I'm strictly like a coffee and water guy now.
Nice.
And orange juice. Yeah. Good. All right. So they introduced Coca-Cola Energy, and Coca-Cola has this history of just releasing these stupid-ass products that are just going to fail, that taste nasty. Back in the day, they released this Coca-Cola Black.
Oh, that was gross. I think I brought it for you, too.
You did. I still have the box at home, Dave. Yeah, I still have the box at home. And then they have this other Coca-Cola coffee drink that they just they actually released, not Coca-Cola Black, but it was another one. It was like an infused Coca-Cola one.
Geez. Yeah. And then Lifestyle?
Lifestyle was another one that was sweetened with stevia. So they tried a bunch of things. But this is the latest.
Have you ever had Coca-Cola no caffeine?
Coca-Cola no caffeine.
With no caffeine. It was like a gold can?
Yeah.
That was possibly
it was okay.
That was for me. That was the worst thing. I remember I was craving a Diet Coke, and my dad's like, here, here's a Coke. And I was like, oh, cool. That's a little different can, whatever.
Yeah.
I drank it. I'm like, this is mud.
Oh, man,
I was like,
really?
This is disgusting.
I thought it was okay because I think I went through a phase where I was trying to go with this job. I was trying to go to sleep like at 8 p.m., which, by the way, folks, it's impossible. Even if you're a grown-ass adult, you're not going to bed before 10 p.m., even if you have to get up at 3 in the morning. You're just not. And it's one of those things that comes with the job that just sucks, and you have to accept it. But it was a period in my life where I was like, oh, I'll start drinking no caffeine Coke. Didn't help. It was stupid. I was still going to sleep at 10. But so Dave thought it'd be interesting to taste these products. He brought in two cans. One is a zero sugar energy, and the other one is just a regular one, right?
Yeah.
Let's pop these suckers open.
All right, are we doing a...
And I'm pouring these in a cup, and then I'll give Dave the can to drink from the can, because everybody around here has coronavirus.
But I think it's not fair, because coming from the can is so much better than the cup. Oh. A plastic cup.
That's paper fine. Cup. Okay. Right, well. So let's try the zero calorie
zero
Coke
sugar.
Energy.
Yeah, let's see.
I know it's one thing about this podcast is that people love us. They love us when we drink and eat. And this is nasty.
What?
I don't like it.
Dude, this tastes like a Diet Coke.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a Coke that has been opened and it's flat now.
I was going to say the opposite. It's kind of carbonated.
What?
I haven't had a Coke in a long time, so maybe that's why.
Dude, a Coke is way fizzier than this. There's no fizz. There's no fizz. It's flat.
So you don't feel the fizz of Coca-Cola?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Well, there's that.
Okay. Let's try just the regular one. This is not the zero sugar. This is just a regular Coca-Cola energy.
The full gram of...
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh, people love it.
All right.
All right, here we go.
We're tasting Coke on a podcast.
And there's Sting over there.
Yep.
He's still there. Okay.
Bro, it tastes the same. Just the same. Just
it the same. Exactly which, the same. Like, maybe a little bit more fizz, maybe.
No. No, by the way, I had two cups of coffee. Now I'm drinking these freaking Coke Energies. I'm amped forever, and they crash. Well, I mean, look, dude, don't do
okay,
that.
Sorry. I wouldn't buy it. Unless it gives me all pumped, how much caffeine is in this stuff?
I don't know. Let's see. Caffeine.
Oh, they never tell you the amount. It just says that it's like one of the first ingredients. Yeah,
it should tell you how much
but,
caffeine.
But, you know, it's one of these things that says, oh, it has guarana, B vitamins, and then caffeine.
Right here, caffeine content, 114 milligrams per can. Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's disgusting, dude. I apologize.
Is 140 grams a lot?
114? I don't know.
114?
Coffee, caffeine, I'm doing.
I don't know. But
coffee, caffeine content.
It's
all right, so a cup of coffee has 95 milligrams of caffeine. Mm. This one has 114.
Oh.
So it has some caffeine.
If you need energy, maybe it'll give you some energy.
Listen.
We'll see. Like, maybe I'm going to start talking really fast. Blah, blah, blah.
To me, it tasted like Coke. Goro, stop that.
Come along now. Take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah! The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team.
Baby!
That's right. This is the B-Team. This is episode 91. If you're counting, my name is DJ Omar Khan, Imaging Director of Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, and the producer of that show is Dave Sanchez. Are you going to say something?
You were introducing
Dave,
me, so...
Dave's not even... Yeah, but usually you say, yeah, that's right.
We
have a little
he
thing.
He is I, and I is him.
Oh, man. Dave's checking his phone over here, barely paying attention.
I was checking emails.
Something happened.
I was checking emails. Now we're clean.
Hey.
What?
It's you know, not that... we do point it out from time to time, but... I think it's important for the B-holes to know that we now do this as a passion project.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
We ain't making money.
And, like, the Dave's checking the emails because he's, like, legit doing the podcast and producing at the same time.
Yeah.
Entering important emails. So, so that's all I wanted to mention.
That's DJ Omar Khan.
And,
dude, say your email number.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I'll puke. I don't want Sting over there to see me puke.
Can you imagine? He's like, yo, that guy just puked in his car, in his studio.
Oh, man.
That was my Sting, by the way.
So, it's very good Sting. Want to see what they're saying?
No.
No? No, okay.
No, let's not do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Larry Morgan's interviewing him. I like Larry.
Larry's dumb.
So on the show, we're going to cover some afros, and hopefully we're going to talk to Sam, the Armenian comedian. And
what do you mean, hopefully?
And then I'm very upset at Dave about this.
Oh, but what?
Oh, you will find out, sir. You will find out. And then we're going to have a Ralph Rewind, which is very funny and very morbid at the same time. And we're going to try to check in with Muggs. Like I said, he's not on this B-Team episode because he's doing a Del Taco hit where they're giving away ski mountain lift passes or something.
K-Rock takes over Bear Mountain.
Okay. Yeah. So that's like a huge deal I come to find out.
Yeah, dude, that's in the whole next three weeks he has appearances. So.
What, damn?
Yeah, so we're not going to have Muggs on the B team for a while.
Okay.
But I mean, so yeah, these will be probably the best episodes yet.
And you know what? It's going to be the return of the inbox because we're doing some inbox right now. And I also have a very special bonus track for you guys that
I found because
the B-holes don't know this, but Bean, RIP, was kind enough to leave me his... sound effect collection or drop collection?
His audio computer.
He compiled over years and years and years. So yeah. I'm the lucky guy who has all of it now. And I just type in vagina and something popped up. And I was just like, oh, that's how my mind works, Dave. Like, what should I type in? Exactly. So I was like, oh, and I found something gold for you guys. But yeah, so email me at omar@krock.com. Email Dave at, email Dave. Just email me.
Not about this, not about the B team, but about like, Kevin in the Morning stuff, sure.
And so it's the return of the inbox. Let's get into it.
Ooh, baby, we're gonna check the inbox. Baby, we're not talking fart box. Baby, we're not talking cat's box. Baby, we're gonna check the inbox.
I miss that song.
Me too. That Coke energy,
by
man.
The way.
It leaves a good aftertaste in my mouth. I like it.
Because it's Coke.
Oh, man.
Kane.
Maybe I'm going to, like...
You're going to so buy a bunch of... Omar, there's going to be cans in here. Like,
pretty
nothing,
good.
Nothing to see here.
That's pretty good. So, B-holes, like I've said before with the afros, if you call us... Oh, except for that one guy that hurt me and made me cry.
Oh, you got to tell that story before we do afro.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell that story. If you email me...
So I want him to call back. And do me.
Dude, he's picked me apart. It was so bad. I put him in a folder. You email me at omar@krock.com about the B team, about anything. I will not ignore you. I will hit you back. It might take a while, but I will eventually get back to you.
What's the date of the first email?
June 28th, 2018. And let's be honest, the reason I'm going to be honest with you, B-holes, I'm not going to fake the funk here. The reason I wanted to kind of like not do it as much is because let's be honest, I'm not the best reader and I'm not the best broadcaster.
Oh, I forgot about your reading
Omar
skills.
Reading is I get into my head about it and I just start stumbling over my words, but you know what, screw it. You know, I'm not the best. This is a podcast.
For the culture, man. Do it.
Okay. So this one says, hello, Omar. The B-Team podcast is my favorite way to pass the time on my commute home each day.
Paying attention.
Thanks for entertaining me. I've listened to Kevin and Bean since inception. There are many things I would love to hear again. Their April Fool's shenanigans used to be epic. And my very favorite was the Mall of America West. They put so much work into building that audio that it made it sound 100% legit. I knew it wasn't true because I could read a calendar, but I was entertained as hell. Can you please dig it up and play some highlights? That would be amazing. Thank you for your hard work. thanks for your hard work putting the B team together. Squeezing more responsibility into your busy day can't be easy, and I, for one, greatly appreciate it. Cheers, and that one is from Janet. Well, Janet, thank you, but your email, Bean, since it was in 2018, we covered that in a previous podcast, but I just wanted to read your email. We did. We played, we dropped in Mall of America West highlights.
Oh, highlights,
I think that was probably, if I were to guess, maybe 5 B-Team episodes ago.
No way, longer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe 6, 7. Are you burping over there?
Yes, I am.
Burp into the mic. I want to hear it.
That was it.
Okay, this one is from July of 2018.
All right, we're
Can
moving
you
up.
Revisit the distant... Can you revisit the disastrous and hilarious Howie Mandel interview that happened on January 13th of 2017? Or the time Kevin was trying to tell the story of the man who got his penis cut off with a sickle?
Geez.
That's from Ruben Romero. Again, that was from July of 2018. We've covered the sickle penis story, but I think it's time to cover this Howie Mandel interview, Dave.
Oh.
It's... I didn't remember. I kind of skimmed through it, but I can definitely see where Howie Mandel got ticked off here. Let's take a listen.
One of our favorite guests, author Brad Meltzer, is going to be in studio with us at 8 o'clock,
Brad.
A little bit after 8 o'clock. He has a new book out called I Am Jim Henson. How delightful is he, Allie?
I think he's one of my favorite people ever. Like, the most interesting man in the world has nothing on Brad Meltzer.
Yeah, and a fantastic backstory and history, and he knows so much about so many things. If you don't know the name, trust us on this. You're going to love it. Stick around. Brad's coming up just after 8 o'clock. And while we're talking about people we love, how about the return of Howie Mandel on the Kevin Bean Show for the first time in 2017? Hey, Howie.
Hey, it's great to be back, guys.
How you been? Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. And it's also great to be filling the time until your favorite guest. Well,
I mean, dude, come on. With that.
See, that's funny.
That is funny. But you could understand where he's coming from, too. You know what I mean? So at this point in the interview, I think Howie's just being funny. But I think it escalates.
Is Kevin on the interview?
I don't think Kevin's there. I think Kevin must be on vacation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Favorite guest.
Well, you know, I was worried how that would be perceived.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we got this amazing guy. But until then,
yes. You are filler, but you're outstanding filler. Your calories I can feel good about consuming, Howie.
I know. People don't know it. I feel like one of those guys at the Academy Awards, at the Golden Globes. People don't know that. They're like a chic filler. You know? And they have these really good-looking people who wear suits so you don't see the empty seats on TV, but it always looks like it's full. It's there.
Right.
I am the guest filler for the Kevin and Bean Show.
Right. But in that category, you're number one.
I know.
Okay.
I just want to reiterate, please, if you're listening in the car or you're a huge fan, you listen every morning, just stay tuned.
I love that he doubles down there, dude, and he keeps going for it. That's what comedians do, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if it gets better.
I'm Howie Mandel, and I'm here just filling time. They have an amazing guest coming up at the 8 o'clock hour.
You said it, my friend. You said it. All right.
No, I know it. I know it. And please, just until then, bear with us.
Let me
and promoting a little show I'm doing, but at 8 o'clock.
Okay, all right.
You don't know this, Meltzer.
People are going to be listening at 8 o'clock.
Even if you don't know him.
Yeah.
That was probably the most painful part, wasn't it, Howie? Even if you don't know him.
Even if you don't know him, this is great. But now we have Howie.
Okay,
all right.
Howie's now my favorite. This
See? Howie's your new favorite. Not only is Howie, of course, on America's Got Talent for 12 seasons now, that show's been on, but he's got two other things that are really worth talking about, and I'm not lying about this when I tell you that I taped it last night. I haven't seen it. You debuted last night on Spike with your new show. You're the executive producer of the show with our friend.
I didn't see it.
Because it was on too late for me.
Right, but you didn't have to tell him.
I didn't
have to tell him that.
I'm not going to lie and tell him I saw it.
What if he had to say you saw it and didn't see
what
it?
What if he asked me a question?
But you... Oh. Because he was,
I get it. Because he was up reading, I am Jim Henson.
Exactly. I was reading that instead.
Right.
But Howie...
And that's a long read, Howie.
I'm telling you, this karaoke showdown with our friend Craig Robinson hosting looks fantastic, Howie. I love the idea of this. It looks like so much fun.
It is so much fun, and it is, it's like Cash Cab meets Don't Forget the Lyrics, Thursday night on Spike. Don't miss it. Don't be like him.
You know, right? We tell people that all the time.
He thought it was so good, he couldn't stay up to watch it.
Right.
He will.
Howie.
I'm going to ask Meltzer. If Meltzer says it's good, it's good.
It's on Thursday nights at 10:30 on Spike.
And it really looks like fun. And I'm telling you what, Craig Robinson is an American.
He's our favorite guest.
He's really one of the best people of all time. I wish he were on the phone right now to talk about the karaoke show.
Oh my God.
How do I live up to all these people you love? How can I live up to that? Go ahead.
You're also in show business, though, Howie.
Howie, I will tell you this. When your name comes up
my name comes up, I'll tell you something. Whenever I feel that my ego is becoming inflated, can I call in?
Sure, certainly. We provide that role for most people.
Kevin, you were going to give Howie a compliment.
I was going to say, when your name comes up in the meeting as a possible guest, all of us are an immediate yes.
Howie Mandel's always great on our show.
He's funny.
So quick.
He's so good.
So quick, so likable. He's awesome. I love Howie Mandel.
Yes, we're always excited to talk to you, Howie. Now you can see why.
That's why I'm on this show once every 3 years.
Right. Exactly. All right, let's talk about the real reason that you're calling. In addition to the AGT, in addition to the karaoke showdown on Spike, you've got something very special.
In addition to being a placeholder, I have on Monday on the CW at 8 o'clock, Howie Mandel's All-Star Comedy Gala from the Just for Last Festival in Montreal.
All right, that's all. He plugs and stuff. Let's see towards the end.
By the way, you know, he owns that festival now.
Oh,
the
really?
Just for Last Festival. He owns
wow.
it. He Crazy. Bought it.
Jesus.
All time.
For years.
And he joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hey, Howie, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad.
Well, let's see. Well,
wait, what?
What happens? I don't know.
What
let's
were
see.
You doing?
Let's see. Wait, hold on.
I don't feel like that first half went well. Coming through your phone, Howie.
No, it's not coming through.
Listen.
Oh, something weird happened.
Oh,
it's 8 o'clock
let's see.
Monday.
Okay, this is where he picked it up. Okay, let's see. I'm just going to let it play through. I don't know. Something weird happened on his phone. Let's check it out.
Why do you suppose, Howie,
can
there
you stay
is,
up for that, Bean, was the question.
I might. I actually. I'm,
that
I
was
might,
the question.
I might stay up for that.
All right, there you go.
But here's my question.
Say yes.
Right, just lie.
Come on.
Just lie, Bean.
I can't lie to Howie.
Yes, you can.
I might watch it.
Oh, what's happening? What am I hearing right now?
I don't know. Somebody more important is coming in.
Honestly, I don't know.
What is that, Dave?
I don't know.
What the hell?
He was probably on a tour, so someone who's the third party line was probably like either unmuted or...
Oh,
or did something.
They're like on speakerphones or something?
Yeah, so they're probably talking.
Oh, what's happening? What am I hearing right now?
I don't know. Somebody more important is coming in.
Honestly, I don't know. It sounds like, hold on.
Is it coming through the phone?
It's coming through your phone, Howie.
No, it's not coming through.
Listen! I turn him down, it goes away.
Yeah, it's coming through your phone, Howie.
I don't remember this at all. This is awesome.
I don't remember this interview
this
at all.
This is cool.
Phone, Howie. It's the Russians.
All right, wait.
I got nothing else on my phone.
It's coming from
my phone. We're telling you, we're not playing anything on this end, Howie.
It's coming from your car. Get out.
What's going on?
All right, is it still there?
I don't know. I don't know what Metzger sounds like. What is that?
And it was an absolute blowout.
Then what show are we listening to?
No.
Can we reconnect? Can we reconnect quickly, Howie?
I rewatch. It really is coming from my phone.
Yes,
it
is. No joke.
About Pittsburgh sports.
All right, I'm going to hang up, and we're going to call right back.
Okay.
I don't feel like that first half went well. Let's start again.
That's funny.
I think I know what happened.
What happened?
Is they were probably connecting to the studio was connecting to the next phone, the next call,
mm-hmm.
and it was probably Pittsburgh. So when they were put on hold, the station was going.
Feeding Howie's line,
yes.
and then feeding us.
So the person
like
that connected us to them were, because it's usually a conference call.
They were supposed to mute it.
So yeah, so they probably conferenced in the number.
Right.
And then we're like, whoop.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let's start again and say our favorite guy.
Favorite guest, right? Uh-huh. And you saw the show last night, and it was hilarious.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'm making some notes here.
Good.
get my story straight.
Right. And
look,
then,
legitimately,
and then Monday night on the CW, you're going to stay up
I'm
for
totally
2 hours
watch.
And watch
if it was
the whole show.
Even later than 8.
Right.
I meant no disrespect to Mr. Mandel.
No,
I'm
right.
Of course. I'm a huge fan of his.
Right.
Sure. I hope he didn't interpret
sure.
it as I was dissing.
No,
as
it
I
came
wasn't.
Through that way to him clearly.
We're not getting him back.
I don't even know that Dave knows.
He says they are going to call back.
Okay,
so okay.
Just give it a second here.
That was weird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All of a sudden they heard Pittsburgh. And then the next part was, it was a blowout. What?
And we were all looking around to see if somebody had a window open on their computer or something, and something was playing somehow on the air, and it wasn't. It
honestly,
was definitely.
But honestly, all of you were looking at me, weren't you?
Absolutely.
Well, like I hit a wrong button or
yes.
something, right? He's not calling back either.
All right, let's give him another 30 seconds or so. That Brad Meltzer, though, man, he's terrific.
He really is.
So, Bean, let's go through it again. Your favorite guest.
Howie's my favorite guest, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I watched Karaoke Showdown last
I
night.
I did.
You watched it last night.
In its entirety.
And then you can't wait to watch the Comedy Gala
can't
at
wait.
8 o'clock.
All right.
Okay, so let's start again with Howie. He's on the phone.
Okay.
Go.
All right. Howie Mandel is on the phone. By the way, I stayed up extra late last night to watch the Karaoke Showdown on Spike, and it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait till this Monday where I absolutely 100% will stay up for the 2-hour special Monday on the CW at 8 o'clock. Howie Mandel, All-Star Comedy Gala. He is, if I can be honest, our favorite guest of all time.
For years.
And he joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hey, Howie, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. Wow, you are an amazing liar.
It just took a second for us to reset.
Yeah,
now we're good.
It's a reset.
All right.
Let's, what is happening?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But there were voices coming through your phone. I'm not sure how. It could have been Vladimir Putin. I'm not sure.
I'm worried about that, too. All right.
What's with the Russian?
Here's my question for you, Howie. And this is serious because you've been in comedy for, what, 35, 40 years or something like that. You're this close to being a legend. So here's the question.
Oh, my God.
Why is this? Why is every question has to be an insult?
How is it an insult to say he's practically a legend?
He is a legend.
Yeah.
Period.
I'm calling at the 7:30 hour. No. But the truth is, at one point, I'm going to be lucky enough to be able to call in at the 8 o'clock hour.
But here's my question for you, Howie. Why is there so little stand-up comedy on network television like you are bringing us on Monday night? Because this looks like a great show. I'm wondering why there isn't more programming like this.
You know what? I was going to ask the same question, and then I realized, and then I called into this show, and I realized, we're not loved.
No love, huh?
Came apparent on this morning show. You know what? I don't know why there isn't more stand-up, but you know what? The beauty is that you get a lot of it Monday night on the CW. I can't answer the question for why the networks aren't buying a lot of stand-up, but, you know, Netflix just paid, you know, $60 million, $40 million to Chris Rock, $60 million to, you know, they're buying these huge specials, so maybe it's coming back to TV, but the CW is leading the way. And on Monday night, I think it's just easy, wonderful, you know, mindless watching where you could just sit and giggle.
Well, I hope you're right, because there's nothing funnier than a great comic. And you got some terrific ones on the special. Jay Farrow, Eliza Schlesinger, Russell Peters, J.B. Smoove, and more. It's Monday night at 8 on the CW. Ladies and gentlemen, he is our favorite guest of all time, the great, legendary Howie Mandel. Thank you for the time, sir.
Okay, I'm going to stay on hold because I don't want to miss this
Messier
guy.
No, I'm sorry. We
got
to go.
He's all so funny.
Dude, that was so funny. I don't even remember that at all.
That's so funny. Remember the time when he came in and there was nobody in the studio because Kevin was sick? Or was Kevin on location or was he sick?
I don't remember.
But I remember there was one time where he came in and he was like legit the only person in the studio.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Bean. And he gave Bean crap about it. He gave Bean crap about it. It's very, very funny. Very funny. There you go. That was one inbox request. And I have another one, Dave.
Oh, what? Let's do it.
And this one is from August of 2018. Hey, B-Team, keep doing what you're doing. A long time, Kevin and Bean. Nope. A long time ago, Kevin and Bean came back from vacation and Ralph's grandfather or grandmother-in-law had died. He ended up having to move her body. I remember crying laughing at the story, and it's a classic Ralph bit. This clip is on the archive, but it cuts off early. It aired originally on July 7th of 2008. Squish! That's from Trish in Irvine. Well, Trish in Irvine, even though I read poorly, I aim to please. So we're going to do a Ralph rewind, and this is Ralph's dead grandma. Here we go. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that if you want to get your Ralph Garman fix, he's always on Patreon. Just search the Ralph Report.
You could have probably mentioned that after, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the Ralph rewind. We're going to drop this in.
Drop in.
Ralph, how was your holiday? Pretty good?
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
Just like life. Yeah, well, take the good with the bad.
We did have 2 weeks, which was spectacularly long.
Yeah.
And for those of you that say that you take too much vacation, we'd like to take more.
Yes.
How was it? Good and bad. What was good?
The first half was good. We had some friends from out of town who stayed with us. You know, we got the new house in Studio City, so we were able to break that in with some friends and entertain.
The housewarming party was off the hook.
Oh,
it was great. Lisa?
It went on all night.
Oh, my God.
I stumbled home at like 4 in the
morning.
The
neighbors are not happy with me.
That was crazy. Sure. Oh, wait, there wasn't one.
Because we don't have any furniture yet.
Okay.
But as soon as we get some, we'll have you all over.
So would y'all just sit on the floor?
Were your out-of-town visitors disappointed to find out they thought they were coming to Los Angeles and instead they've got to stay in the crappy valley?
No, they enjoyed it quite nicely.
I don't think they know that the valley is bad. They're from London, so I don't think they...
But in London, it was 50 and raining, so they were happy to get anything with sunshine and a little light.
Yeah.
So it was great to hang out with them. We went to the Hancock premiere, which was very exciting for them, their first sort of Hollywood premiere, and it was very, very entertaining.
Okay.
And then the second half of the vacation started, and here's the thing, and before I tell you this story, please don't think I'm being crass or out of line or cruel, because We've already laughed about this amongst my family and everything, and it's okay. But
oh no,
my wife's grandmother,
yeah,
one of my favorite people in the world. Avalon was her name, and she 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
One of these good old time broads, just smart as a whip, ball busting, hard drinking, hard smoking. One of these old people you just love to be around.
Nice.
She was one of my favorite people in the world.
There are very few people that are that age that can still relate to people our age as if they're one of us.
Exactly. Yeah. She was one of them. 86 years old. She her whole life was just going great guns. In the past year, she started to slip. She started to health-wise have some problems.
Oh.
And so she started to get to lose her mind a little bit, and the body started to go. And it's just 86, you know? So things just start breaking down.
It happens, yeah.
And so the sad part for everyone involved in the family was that she was having a hard time getting around. She eventually was bedridden in the past year, and she couldn't feed herself and couldn't. And it just got worse and worse and worse. Anyway,
and where did she live, Ralph?
She lived up in Ventura County.
Okay, so she wasn't down visiting with you? This was just going on during vacation?
This has been going on for months.
Okay.
But we're on vacation. My wife gets a call at work. Listen, grandmother's really taking a turn for the worse. You need to come up here and say goodbye, pretty much.
Oh, that sucks.
That's the thing. And so she calls me from work in tears, and so I get her, and we drive up to Ventura County for her to say goodbye to her beloved grandmother before the end comes. And we get there minutes after we show up. She passes.
But she got to say goodbye?
She got to say goodbye.
Oh, that's great.
So that was the good part. But of course, naturally, there's a whole bunch of sadness involved with it. And immediately we opened a bunch of booze because that's what she would have liked. And we all sat on her porch. She died at her home. We all sat on her porch and had a toast to Avalon. And we were telling stories about her. And it was really sort of a nice, warm moment for the family to get together.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Was she out there with you?
She was not. She was in her bedroom.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And
because that would have been creepy.
That would have been creepy.
Okay.
It's funny because
did you pour out one for your homie?
We started boozing. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're boozing on the porch, and her pastor walks up to give her sort of her last rites. And we're like, "Yeah, can I get another?" And he's like, "It's a little early to be toasting Avalon, isn't it? 4 o'clock in the afternoon." He looked at us with a stink eye.
Come on.
He's like, no one would have appreciated this more than she would have. So anyway, Avi is laying in the bed, and we're waiting now at this point just for the mortuary to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they have to come and collect the body and take it to the mortuary. And so we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting, and hours go by, and my wife's getting a little steam. She starts calling the mortuary and saying, "What's up? We're waiting for this body to be picked up." And and they say, "Well, we're having a little problem today. She wasn't on the original list, and there was some sort of paperwork foul up, and we're short on drivers, but
you have to be on a list ahead of time before you die?
How do you do that? No, the initial call, we called at the time of death.
Right.
It was all, the thing is coming. You have things sort of planned out.
So yeah, but it sounds like the list was like people that knew 3 days ago.
No, you call them up and say, "Oh, here's a pickup, please put her on the list," and you're supposed to be there in about an hour.
Okay.
So hours have gone by, and the paperwork wasn't done properly, whatever. They're short on drivers, blah, blah, blah. They got a bunch of stories. Don't worry. We'll have someone out there shortly. So cut to the chase. A very nice gentleman named Lee shows up in the vehicle to take Avalon to the mortuary. And so he is very courteous. He is very respectful. He is well-dressed, well-groomed. He knows his job. The problem is Lee is one dude.
Okay, right.
They send one dude to the house.
I see where this is
headed. After he says his condolences to the family, he turns to me and says, "I'm going to need a little help getting the body out of the house."
No.
And I go, "Squeeze me?"
No.
Yeah. Could you do
I don't know that I'm a guy who should be helping the mover.
Could you do me a favor and help me get the body out of the house?
Really?
Like, I don't think I know. I don't want to. I didn't even go in.
Right.
To see Avi towards the end because that was not something I wanted to be part of. And now that there's a dead person in the other room, I'm not really too keen on that.
There's two kind of people. There's people that go in and see her and people that can't go in and see her. There are no people that want to carry her.
Right.
that's a list of zero.
It's a zero. But I'm being, my in-laws are there and everything. In times of crisis, men step up, right?
Right.
So I took another shot and I said, "All right, Lee, you and me, buddy, let's go in."
Was Lee a strong guy or did you have to
Lee was a little tiny fella guy. So
did you take the head or the feet, Ralph?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they got to wrap her up first before they put her on the gurney. First, I had to help him carry the gurney into the house.
Okay.
Right? So we get the gurney into the bedroom, and he says, okay, now what I need you to do is go on the other side of the bed, and I need you to pull her towards you, grab her body, and roll her over towards you so I can slip the sheet underneath her. Then you got to roll her back towards me, and you grab the sheet on the other end. We're going to wrap her up, and then we'll lift the sheet together, right, and we'll get her up on the gurney.
Doesn't sound like you even needed Lee. You might as well just do it yourself.
So I grab hold of Avalon, and I start pulling her towards me, and I realize at this point, I am holding a dead person.
Yes,
now,
yeah.
Dead person,
yeah,
in your arms.
Dead person is right there with, yeah, me, with my hands on
her. Have you
her.
Seen enough scary movies that you started worrying about, like, her eyes opening, yeah, or something?
She's not dead.
Because that freaks me out.
You should never have to handle, no, a dead person.
No.
No. No one in their life should ever have to handle a corpse. There should be people who that's what they do.
There are people.
And Lee was one of them, but apparently not enough came with Lee. So we wrap her up in this sheet, and then Lee says, could you grab the feet? And yeah, so I'm grabbing the feet, and we swing her up, and we get her on the gurney.
Did you do 1, 2, 3, and then throw her up on the gurney?
No, we just try to do big. No, that's the thing. You're trying to act as sort of respectful and gently do this as possible, but there's no good way to pick up 175 pounds of body.
You also never expect...
It's not a graceful sort of, you know, polite way to do it. It's heavy lifting at this point.
You also never expect to do something like that, so you don't have a plan. You haven't thought through it. You don't know what you would do.
No pun intended, but I mean, there's a reason they call it dead weight. That 175 is really so much heavier than picking up a live person.
Yeah. Yes, because it's cold and it's weird.
Yeah.
And you're freaking out on top of having to do what you had to do.
Yeah.
And so we get Abby on the gurney, and we get her out of the house, and we load her up into the minivan that he brought.
Minivan?
Yeah.
What happened to the hearse?
Apparently they were all out on calls.
Are you sure he was with a mortuary? He wasn't some sick neighbor?
It was a specially souped up minivan, though, that had like the slab in the back and everything. It was tricked out just for dead people.
It was a tricked out minivan.
And so my wife, God bless her, with a sense of humor, said, well, Grandma always loved minivans. So it's only appropriate that now she takes her last ride.
Wow. Rob, it sounds like had another hour gone by, you would have been putting her in the back of the banana mobile. I mean, it sounded like it was that close to you've got to get her out of the house at some point.
Well, eventually, the whole family's there. One by one, they start saying, well, we'll meet you back at the house. We'll make dinner and blah, blah. So eventually, it's just like me and my father-in-law and my wife and, you know, my brother-in-law. We're all just waiting for this guy to show up. So we had to sort of take things into our own hands, literally.
That is, that's not what you hope for during vacation.
No,
anytime,
it's not
really
fun.
It was one of the weirdest moments of my life, to say the least.
Let's say good morning to Tony in Corona. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're a mortician?
Yeah, pretty much. I do what Ralph does every day.
You're a pickup guy?
Yeah, I'm the pickup guy.
Did you always?
By the way, I want to say, Tony, to you and to this guy Lee, who worked with us, an amazingly difficult job, because
yeah,
you're dealing with people at the worst possible moment of their lives. Right. They're just deep, deep into grief at this point. And he was terrific and was very respectful of our feelings and stuff. I just felt bad for the guy because he was just shorthanded.
He's very weak.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had that happen to me where I've been sent out to, like, because I'm usually located out of, like, Anaheim area. I got sent out to Palm Springs at, like, 2 in the morning to this convalescent home, and it was just me. And none of the nurses there wanted to help me, and this lady was like 400 pounds.
Oh. By the way, the nurses who deal with him on a daily basis didn't want to help him.
Yeah, they were like, well, we can't help you. So basically, it was either, you know, wait 3 hours for one of my partners to get out there or just kind of take matters into my own hands. So I...
You dragged her?
I dragged her.
No, I was just kidding. You really did?
No, I didn't. I wrapped her up, and I pulled as hard as I could. I like slid her onto my gurney, and I had to try to strap her on real quick, because otherwise it was going to fall over on top of me.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. There's a certain indignity that comes with death.
Yes.
There's no way to get out gracefully and sort of cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let me ask you one more question, Tony, because my father passed away not too long ago, and the guy who was working at the mortuaries told me that he always wanted to do that. And I thought to myself, who would always want to deal with dead people in that situation?
Yeah, what kid has that little dream?
But B, thank God there's people that do.
True.
Yeah.
Did you always want to do that, Tony, or is this just a bad turn of events for you?
Well, basically, I was working as a maintenance guy for roll-up doors,
Yes.
I couldn't stand my boss. And I was just like,
that's a natural progression right there.
That's the obvious next step. Roll up doors, roll up corpse. So this was not the plan. You wanted to get away from a bad boss, and you took whatever job came along.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, yeah, dude, can you handle dead bodies? And I was like, I don't know.
The answer to that is no, by the way, Tony.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's different too versus someone when you show up and that you don't know versus a woman that you spend a lot of time with and have a certain amount of feelings for. The reason I started laughing and we laughed about it afterwards was I can't imagine the look on my face while I was doing what he asked me to do.
Yeah.
That must have been hilarious.
She must have been literally in heaven laughing her ass off at you, watching absolutely. You like being all scared.
I hope she had a martini and a cigarette going, just laughing her ass off at me. That would have been special.
That's a great vacation, Ralph.
Good times.
That's the great Ralph Garman there. He had to move a dead body. It was crazy. Good times, but he was very funny about it.
Yeah, but we were talking about emails earlier. Can you just please email Omar so he could read?
I just want
him to read more.
It's one of those things.
I'm going to create accounts just like
I will say that once, because we haven't done it in a long time, but once I get a couple of weeks of practice, I get a little bit better, but not much, but a little bit better. I'm not like pre-reading any of these, I was just like, oh, this would be good. But again, keep those emails coming. Omar@krock.com. There you go.
That was a good one. Yeah. Sorry. I apologize. I'm better than that.
Again, I'm just getting around to the emails from August of 2018.
There can't be that many,
There's about 100 in my folder from 2019.
Oh my God.
I started a 2020 folder this year. So I'm going to get to them. And right now I want to, I want to do a minute with Muggs real quick.
Minute with Muggs. Our friend Beer Mug can use some hair plugs. Minute with Muggs. Our friend Beer Mug does a lot of drugs. Minute with Muggs. Our friend Beer Mug, man, he really bugs. That's why we gave him only one freaking minute, cause if he really sucks, we'll yell, yo, man, beat it.
God damn it!
One minute with Muggs.
Why you call yourself Beer Mug then? That means you are always on the, like a little baby boy. Mwah, 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 beer, I need a beer. Oh, Beer Mug, where's my mug? Where's my beer?
You think he's an answer?
I hope so. That was a big intro for if
he's
he
right
answer.
In the middle of the appearance.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got nothing
hey,
better to do.
Oh, you bastard.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, you're fired from the B team.
Hey, call us back.
To what number? You can't call us back.
I know, that's why.
Beer Mug, hope you're having fun at the Del Taco plug thing, Bear Mountain. What is it? All right, bye. Have a taco on me. I don't know why I would say that. I'm not paying for it. Bye.
Right. So that was our minute with Mugs.
That was our minute with Mugs. That was actually a couple of seconds with Mugs. Okay, now I want to scorn you, Dave.
Wait, hold on, bastard. Okay, go ahead. Okay. What, man? Bring it.
So,
what did I do? What didn't I do?
What you did was you might have come up with the best idea in the history of Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. I mean, we've only been around for a month, but still, it was like the best idea ever, and you poo-pooed on it.
Listen, you know how like...
Tell the listeners the idea, and why'd you poo-poo on it? Because I think I was the only one like totally on board. And
you
I was
were.
Like,
you
no,
were.
Kevin was in.
Well,
Kevin
yes,
was in.
I was in too until...
You bastard.
Until you think about the optics and how it's going to work out.
Optics, smoptics.
So, all right. So this week on K-Rock, we are giving away tickets to see System of a Down at the Bank of California with Korn and Faith No More. And Helmet, by the way. Which is an crazy...
Helmet's playing?
Yeah, Helmet's playing with them.
I love Helmet.
Yeah, they're playing with them too. So,
nice.
So it's a crazy show. And so we're trying to think of games to give away the tickets. And... I come up with the idea of
the best idea,
System of a Clown,
and And my brain just about melted. It was like, whoa, oh, because Sam the Armenian Comedian is Armenian, System of a Down, Armenian band.
Yeah.
And clown rhymes with down. That's all we need for a great Kevin and
Bean. Right. So in my mind, I'm thinking, all right, we get Sam
in the clown get up.
Yes, but we have to tape him singing songs.
And then
you know, listeners have to guess which song he's attempting to do. Now, the reason why I don't think it works on air is because Sam takes so damn long to do anything.
But that's the magic of Sam, dude. But it's that unpredictable, that factor of like, oh my God, where is this going? Is he going to be able to do it or not?
Yeah, which
I think that's the magic that we don't have anymore.
But no, it's fun if we're doing a segment. But if we're doing something where we're depending on him to get the point across so people could guess, we're adding different elements, and then it's
there's
it's
only too... one element, Dave, and it's Sam, the Armenian comedian, okay? And he would have been great at it.
Call Beer Mug.
Oh, Beer Mug?
Yeah.
Okay.
Del Taco, how may I help you?
Hey, Amagos, how many tacos have you eaten so far?
Well, before or after the event? Because I've had about six before, and I plan to eat seven after.
Oh, I love it. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Are you coming back to the station?
Yes. Why?
Can you bring us some tacos? Hell yeah!
it's gonna be cold by the time I get back, and I don't care. Del Taco. You want cold tacos?
Chicken soft tacos are the best, man.
It's far away. It's Glendora.
It's fine.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm still hungry.
Hey,
yeah.
By the way, Omar.
Yeah.
I believe in Glendora you can see the Cucamonga Peak. Am I wrong?
I'm sure
what
you can.
The hell?
I'm sure you can. You could see Rancho Cucamonga from Glendora, yes.
Beautiful. Well, it's beautiful.
Thanks.
I just want to let you know you live in a beautiful city.
Thank you very much. The mountain. Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, Mount Baldy?
Hey, Bugs, when you do a gig like this, do they hook you up for free? The food?
Yeah, it depends. Most of the spots do. I mean, the first one I had to buy lunch, but hey, it's not a big. Hold on, I got some contestants. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me give you guys some lip tickets right here.
Beer Mug, hand him the phone.
Beautiful. Wait, let him finish it then.
Oh, hey. You guys want to talk to the B team? But we're live on K-Rock right now. You guys want to talk?
No, we're recording.
Yeah, like I said, we're live.
Yeah.
Okay, they turned them down. They turned me down.
I tell you, take the tickets back. It's like, hey, they don't talk on the phone. Take the tickets back. How's the turnout been?
To guys on the radio? Okay, here you go. I got someone. K-Rock, yeah, you're awesome.
Hey, dude.
That was it.
That's it. That guy didn't give us much to work with.
Who was
you
that?
You know what? If we were Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, they would give us more.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
We're just the B team.
Jesus Louises.
What?
Jesus Louises.
Yeah.
All right, Muggo. So I'm glad you called us back, or we called you. You texted us. I think that's all. That's all we
had. Was that the Minute with Muggs?
That was the Minute with Muggs. We just wanted to check in. We wanted to let people know that you weren't dead.
And that I'm hungry, so if you could bring me some food back, that'd be awesome.
All right, no guarantees.
Thanks, Muggs.
Bye. Bye.
You want to drop that in to the Minute with Muggs, or do you want to leave it
as
is?
Nah, I like it all up. It's funny.
Got it. What were you saying? Damn it. By the way, Doto's been blowing me up too.
We got to check in with Doto in big time in Kevin in the Morning world, because I think that's amazing.
He wants to start a podcast, by the way.
Oh, he does?
Again.
Jackass. Yeah. We could call it the One Good Eye podcast.
Good eye.
Good eye. Good eye, mate. Bam. Oh, that's it, Dave. Reserve the website. GoodEyeMates.com. Oh, man, love it. Come on, Sam. Don't let me down.
Sam always answers.
And by the way.
Good morning, brothers. Hey, I'm on the air.
You're on the air, Sam.
You're
What's
on with
up?
The B team.
How you doing, Sam?
Did you hear my new song? I'm in heaven in this world.
No, but I'm sure it's amazing. Do you want to sing us a part of it?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'm in heaven in this world with my wife and my kids and my home in Burbank.
You didn't want this guy singing System of a Down songs? Hey, Sam. Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, you've heard of the band System of a Down, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm better than them.
Oh my God. Hey, do you
can you sing one of their songs?
The what?
Can you sing one of their songs?
I don't want to sing their song because I don't remember none of them.
Okay.
Can you read, Sam?
Okay, Sam. Yeah. Sam, listen to me, okay?
What?
Okay, so this week on Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, we wanted to do a bit with you. We wanted you to come in dressed as Mr. Clown, and we wanted you to recite System of a Down lyrics, and we were going to call it System of a Clown.
I have no more clown suits. No, it's gone.
Mr. Clown is dead?
Mr. Clown's dead? I thought you were still doing Mr. Clown.
No, I don't do anymore. I'm retired. And
breaking news.
No more. Mr. Clown?
Mr. Clown is dead. He was 59.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me ask you my wife. My wife is here.
What? We don't want to
talk. Do we get the Mr. Clown suit? No.
Not anymore.
Sweet Julie. She's like the nicest.
She's so nice.
So nice.
We throw away.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. Hey, Sam.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye. You too. We'll talk to Sam.
She's the best. Yeah, she's so nice.
We'll have to come as a Santa Claus. I have that.
Oh, we could do Santa of a Down.
Santa Sam.
Santa of a Down. Dude.
Santa Sam, though, is pretty good.
Okay. Maybe during Christmas time we'll have to. Okay, Sam. But the other concern that the guys had is that they were really concerned, like legit concerned, that you're not able to read. Like, if we gave you some lyrics, would you be able to read them?
Hey, guess what? I'm going to put all Afro lines.
Not jokes.
Okay.
Every day.
You see what I mean? You couldn't go live with this. It would be a mess. It's funny if we're trying to talk to him about something.
What'd you say, Sam?
Who cares?
I care. Very good knock-knock jokes. I'm going to read it to you every morning in the Afro line, okay? And then also, CNN News, I can read the bottom right away what is going on in the Washington, D.C. They have the news. The bottom goes right in front of you, left to right. I can read that.
No one cares, Sam. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
This phone line sucks, man. You got a new phone, right?
I got a lot of songs, yes.
No. Jesus.
I love it.
Christ. I said you have a new phone, right?
Yeah, this is my new phone.
Yeah, why does the line keep clicking? Is it a burner?
No, I'm on the speaker, that's why.
Oh, do you want to give out your number? Do you want some B-teamers to call you? Some B-holes?
Yes, let me sing my phone with singing.
Okay, yeah. Dude, give out your phone number with singing.
1-8-1-8 is my area code. 209-0-9-6. Ha, ha, ha.
What?
Say it regular, Sam.
818-209-0096.
818-209-0096, party people, if you want to call. Sam, the Armenian comedian, 24/7. He will be entertaining and
he'll sing you songs.
He will do everything for you. You know what? We got to go, Sam, because Stryker needs to get in here. But, Sam, do you know how to read?
Yes.
Okay. You see, David would have been fine.
All right. Sam, I think I came up with a way to make you money.
Okay, Sam. We're gonna let you go for now because Stryker's got to get in here, but we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay. What day do you want me to come in?
We want to come in about a day. Okay, bye. Okay, we're good.
I'm sorry. I want an apology.
No, he would have been awesome. Are you kidding? Did he hear what I heard? He would have been amazing, Dave.
No, you're welcome, listeners.
You have no vision,
Dave. I saved you.
You have no vision.
Taped, it would have been awesome.
323-520 if you want to keep calling the Afro line. What? Did I get the number wrong?
You said
323-520-AFRO. Did I get it wrong?
You said ad.
Come on, Dave. Keep up. We got to get out of here.
Yeah. The B team. The B team.
Oh, that's right.
The B team.
Baby. I think the Coke is working now.
And then, maybe that's what it is.
We're all Coke.
You are a micro machine,
man.
And keep those emails coming, omar@krock.com. I'll eventually get to them. We're getting through the emails of August of 2018. So sorry. But okay, here is a vagina song. We're going to drop this in. This is the bonus track, and
from
we got to go.
Beans Computer.
Bye.